Yes, it went down to the wire on New Year's Day, but Congress ultimately passed a fiscal cliff deal. It raises taxes on families making $450,000 or more. However, it postpones automatic spending cuts for two more months, meaning another fight and another cliff is coming, plus a battle over the debt ceiling. Joining us live to talk more about the situation is Virginia Congressman Jim Moran. Congressman, nice to have you back on WTOP.
It's good to be back with you. Thank you.
You called this compromise deal wholly inadequate. Why did you not like it, and why did you vote against it?
Well, first of all, it's important to understand where I'm coming from. 40% of the Washington area economy is dependent upon the federal government. So when people talk about shrinking the size of the government, they're really talking about reducing the strength of the Washington area economy. And that's what this does. It takes $3.9 trillion of future revenue off the table, and it sets up three more fiscal cliffs over the next 3 months. And at those points of crises, the only questions are going to be asked, how many people and programs do we cut? And which ones? I think we're going to find a continued retrenchment in the role of the federal government, not just in the economy and the life of the Washington area, but in the country, and reduce our ability to compete globally. Revenue that was raised on those over 450,000 amounts to $64 billion a year. Well, we've got an annual deficit of $1.3 trillion. So that means the deficit will instead be $1.24 trillion. So the amount of revenue we're raising is virtually nothing. But the cuts are going to come to haunt us for years to come. I think we saw the result within minutes when the House Republican leadership refused to take up the matter of funding the Hurricane Sandy communities, the shore communities that had been decimated at $60 billion. They said, well, we have no money and that to pay for it. And that's going to be the refrain that we hear time and time again.
But you Congressman, we understand it's obviously your job to protect federal contracts and the federal employees in your district. But what would have been a better alternative, if any? What would have been the alternative?
What we should have said is that this has to be balanced. We've never had a strong economy when the federal government represented 14% of GDP, which is what it does now, and it will represent that level now for at least the next decade, if not the next generation. We needed to raise revenue, and we needed to cut spending, but do it in a rational fashion. The president had 2 points of leverage, which was increased taxes on the wealthy and the estate tax. And both of which I think he pretty much gave up. So now he has no further leverage to pursue the priorities, the legacy, if you will, that he would like to accomplish over the next 4 years, and which would be good for the country, in my opinion, and for the Washington area. So what we've done is to set up a scenario where all we're going to do is to continue to cut, because this $3.9 trillion of revenue is all deficit financed. So we now have such a large deficit that there'll be no room to do anything further. And the Republican majority, I think, should be listen to what they say and believe them. This caps revenue. There will be no more revenue coming into the government. So we've never functioned at this level of federal revenue vis-a-vis GDP, and it means that the size of the government, the role of the government in the future is going to be substantially diminished. All we'll have is entitlement programs, Medicare, Social Security, interest on the debt, and some continued funding of the Defense Department. But in terms of education and training skills of our workforce, NIH, the basic research and innovation efforts, and the transportation, there's a $2 trillion deficit in transportation needs in this country. None of that will be financed. And yet we made this deal and agreed to it, and now we're going to have to live with it. More importantly, our children and grandchildren are going to have to live with it.
Congressman, indeed, some difficult decisions lie ahead with the new Congress. We hope you will come on with us as the next cliffs approach, and we can discuss what's happening and how we may find a better deal at that time. Congressman Jim Moran from Northern Virginia.